This is Matty Johns.
Gordon Tallis.
Andrew Johns.
Ryan Girdley.
Wendell Saylor.
Paul Gallen.
MG.
And I'm Peter Sterling.
Triple M rocks the footy.
The Verdict. Breaking down the game that was.
For DeWalt. Guaranteed tough. Available at Bunnings Warehouse.
But another loss to the Tigers. Titans 26, Tigers 14. And for the Tigers, that is now seven losses in a row. And they are absolutely pinned, nailed to the bottom of the competition table. And the only way is up from them from here, you would think. But I have to say, when Ivan arrived, he kind of... they had a win, didn't they, when Ivan arrived? But I don't think they've won one since.
Well, they had a really good win up in Townsville. They beat the Cowboys up there and everyone was very positive. But now it's seven in a row for the Tigers. It's actually also the first time in Ivan Cleary's coaching career that he's ever lost seven in a row. So it's pretty much, you'd say, impossible now for the Tigers to make the finals.
What about this for a blockbuster? Strap yourselves in. Next Sunday at 2 o'clock, Newcastle versus West Tigers. Can I still get tickets? Can I still get tickets for that game? Anyway, we'll try and catch up with Jarryd Hayne very shortly, but it's been a wonderful win for the Titans. They'll take any win, and of course, that's two more points on the competition ladder for them, and that will bump them now up to, well, I haven't updated yet, but I would think that would now, on percentages, might see them leapfrog the Rabbitohs. We'll get back to, I think it would actually. We'll get back to that very shortly, Del.
I've got to say, Aaron Woods, he's been great tonight too. 143 metres, backing up after that. So, well done. He tried to lead from the front there, and he has tonight. I thought he played good the other night, but tonight he tried hard. No luck against the Tigers fans. They'll be so frustrated. Campbelltown, it's cold down here. It's cold. It's one of those nights where you just want the 2 points.
And we've got the West Tigers players and Titans in a circle praying together. And perhaps they are praying to the gods of the NRL and say, please help us. Let's go down to Zach Bailey now with Jarryd Hayne.
Yeah, I've got the man of the moment, Jarryd Hayne. Congratulations. What a performance. If this wasn't your house last year, it certainly is now.
Mate, it's good to be home and, growing up here as a little boy and playing on this field, the youngest I was, probably about 6 years old. So, I've got a lot of great memories and a lot of friends back here still, so it's always good to get home and, great way to win again.
Do you naturally lift knowing that you are coming home?
No, not really. I think, that first half we kind of got stuck in a kind of, seesaw kind of errors and in our kicking game. And I think that second half we kind of felt that, if we got a bit of momentum and we could really put some points on them. And we did that and we just stuck to what we do good, and that's kind of early ball and playing at the back. We had to adjust to their defence and, we haven't played or trained with each other for, I've had one session in 4 weeks, with the guys, and so has Peter. Oh, Peter might have had two, so we were a bit rusty that first half, and that second half we were able to click.
And speaking of Petesy, 53 tackles, game high on Wednesday night, another 50 tonight. Inspirational effort.
Yeah, he's a freak, mate. And, he was definitely hurting at the end there. And, I even said to him, I said, mate, just have a rest. I'll jump into nine for you to give you a break. And he didn't want it, but I kind of forced him to. Then Jamal Fogarty jumped in there just for a couple of plays just to give him a rest. He's, he's an absolute warrior champion and, he's young good.
And obviously Wednesday night was tough for both of you, but does this make it a little bit sweeter knowing that you can play good footy and you proved to Laurie Daly that you want to be there for game three?
Yeah, definitely, mate. It was, heartbreaking and definitely, myself. So, I was definitely devastated on Wednesday night, and this is probably the only thing that can kind of get me mind off it, because it's been hard to sleep the last couple of nights, but, it's good to get the win.
How badly do you want to win up there at Suncorp for game three?
Oh, definitely, mate. We just got to go out there and nothing really changes. So, our game plan still works, still good, and, it's just probably that last little bit there that we need to take care of.
Jarryd, congratulations. Go enjoy this one.
Tarjit, mate. Thanks.
Good on you, Zach. Down there with our Mongrel Boots man of the match, Jarryd Hayne. And a good win for the Titans tonight. 26 points to 14 at Campbelltown. Friday night footy, of course, earlier on, the Warriors beat the Dogs 21 points to 14. And your callers tonight have been Emma Lawrence, Wendell Saylor, Anthony Maroon, Billy Harrigan, with Zach Bailey on the sideline. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and wrap this thing up with the verdict. Cbus Super is your award-winning super for the building and construction industry. And here is the Cbus Super Play of the Day.
The Triple M NRL Play of the Day.
Now Pete's a dummy half, gets it away to Ryan James, and then it goes out to Taylor. Run around Proctor to Hayne. Here goes the Hayne plane again. Hayne's going to score. Oh, beautiful stuff, Jared Hayne. Jared Hayne, this is my house.
For Bryden's lawyers, protecting your future. This is Friday Night Footy on the Triple M Network.
And welcome back to it. It's time now for the verdict for AG Power Tools. Now with more than 30 heavy-duty tools in their range. And we've just seen the West Tigers suffer their seventh straight defeat. They've been defeated by the Titans, 24 points to 12. I beg your pardon, 26 points to 12. And then earlier on, we had the Warriors beat the Dogs. Can you believe I've had two cracks at that score and got it wrong both times?
That's right.
26 points to 14, wasn't it, Em?
It certainly was. And, I mean, I guess for the Tigers, if you're looking for some positives out of this, they did have their chances. The forwards were getting the metres. They were getting into that 20, but their just execution was off, wasn't it? It was just those fifth tackle options. They were kicking backwards, kicking sideways, you know, throwing into the ground. Their fifth tackle options need to be better, but I think that the opportunities were there. So I think if Ivan Cleary were to take some kind of positive, I'd think he would take that.
What about you, Del? Our listeners through Gold FM on the Gold Coast would be interesting to think what you think the Titans, because I know that early in the year they had some awful injuries to every key player in the squad, but they've come back and they've still been very below par.
They will. They have been, but they're going to cause some headaches for some teams who are trying to vie for that top eight. They're going to be in the mix, but they've got to win a couple of games. But for them, you know, that Proctor was out for, you know, I think a couple of weeks or a month or whatever. But then for them, Ash Taylor's gone off the ball a little bit. But this gives you a little bit of confidence, because to come here to Campbelltown and obviously lose, mate, you don't need that, especially after what they've been playing now. But on the back of that, you've got to say Nathan Peets made outstanding effort tonight. Well done to Aaron Woods as well. But that man, Jared Hayne, he delivered. And they needed that. They really needed that, the Titans, because get their season back on track. And the Tigers, frustrating for them.
Earlier on tonight, we saw the Warriors defeat the Doggies, and you worked on that game as well with Dan.
Yes.
Wendell, I didn't see a lot of the game, but, I mean, where are the Doggies at the moment?
Mate, unfortunately, like Brett Morris, he's that sort of player that you needed there tonight. They stayed in the grind, but the Warriors, they did enough. No Kieran Foran, but they did enough, the Warriors, to win tonight. They probably could have won by more. A couple of decisions didn't go their way. But Sean Johnson played well and closed the game out there. Nice little field goal, and the rest is history. So, good win by the Warriors. And a couple of weeks ago, a month ago, they probably would have lost that game. You know, we saw them at Penrith. We did the Penrith game where they lost the unlosable game, we thought.
Well, they always win at Origin time, don't they, the old Warriors? The verdict is thanks to AEG Power Tools, now with more than 30 heavy-duty tools. Just having a look at the games that we've had so far with Emma Lawrence from Fox League and, of course, our very own Wendell Saylor. My name is Anthony Maroon. Big game tomorrow, big game for Saturday, 3 o'clock. The North Queensland Cowboys up against Penrith. And we saw a definite...
There's a switch in their confidence in the way they're playing. They're playing like they were at the back end of last season. There's that confidence where you know your role. At the start of the season, I reckon they got a little bit of sort of everyone's tipping us, but we got a pretty good side, patting themselves on the back, and you got to do the hard work again. Even though they went well last year, it starts again, the hard work. So they did a really good job, and it's going to be interesting, that game. I'm looking forward to calling that game tomorrow. But also, can I give a shout-out to the New South Wales under-18s? They beat Queensland 35-28, I'm pretty sure. Freddie Fittler and young Zach Lomax from the Dragons, they played pretty well. So well done to them. We all know Queensland won the big one, but I don't think the juniors get enough for happen. So well done to New South Wales under-18s.
Yeah, fantastic. Good on you, Del. Okay, well, look, just looking ahead to some of those games on the weekend, obviously we've had this argument, Emma, about where we schedule games, big games during Origin, and Manly will take on Cronulla on Sunday. We'll call that game on the Triple M network. So make sure you've got the app at triplem.com.au, then you can listen anywhere you like. But this is going to be a cracking good game between two great Sydney rivals. They played each other in the 73 grand final, long time before you were born, and then again in the 78 grand final. But they've always been fierce opposition. This is going to be a cracking good game.
Yeah, it should be a good game. And if you've got, you know, Fifita, he's just signed a new four-year deal. So if he signed four-year extension this afternoon. So with the Sharks. So, you know, if he manages to back up and all goes to plan, I mean, he'll be wanting to prove himself. And Daly Cherry Evans as well. No, he'll probably now be in the mix or there and about. So
I don't think he will be. I think for some reason, there's not a lot of confidence in Cherry Evans. I think what they'll do is they'll move Michael Morgan to 5'8". move Cameron Munster to the left centre, and I reckon they'll either bring Sam Thaido back on the bench or Jacob Williman. That's what I reckon Kevin Wallace will do. I'm not Kevin Wallace, but whatever you do, Kev, Queensland's behind you.
Oh, well said, Del. Okay. And always a pleasure, mate. We'll see you again tomorrow on Saturday, Triple M NRL from midday.
I'll see you, mate. I love you, buddy.
Thank you very much. I love you too, Em. We'll see you again. It's such a pleasure working with you.
Thank you.
And we'll catch you on Fox League. And Billy Harrigan, the karaoke king of the coast. We're just about to head down to Chinatown, do a bit of karaoke.
No, I'm not. I'm going home for a McGuinness and cheese on toast.
No, well, you're not. You're coming with me to do a bit of karaoke.
Right,
we've already told Zach and Em that we go and sleep at their place on the double bunks. So let's get a bit of karaoke.
We'll get another bunk for you if you want. We can have cheese and toast at mine.
Oh, yeah.
Get the bunks there. Yep.
Do you have a karaoke machine? Because he's got a portable one in his boot. So
I should get one so that you can just come over and we can crash whenever.
Oh, who hasn't got one? Who hasn't already got one?
Get me out of here, Maroon.
Cbus Super, it's award-winning super for the building and construction industry as Triple M rocks the footy. Here are the highlights from tonight's game.
Thanks to Cbus, whether you're on the tools or in the office, Cbus is built to last. Triple M NRL highlights.
To play the ball, we go across from Little, and then Brooks, and then Lola here, and then Naguama. Quick hands needed. Norfoluma out here on the wing. Back inside. A beautiful pass to Masters, and he goes over for the West Tigers. Seven gone. Tigers get a try. Hurrell. James, then Hayne goes back. They're right over there in that far corner. There's nowhere to roof. Here's Connie Hurrell. He's going to go that side again, Connie. And I think he's got there. I think he's over the line. He's got the ball down, Connie Hurrell. Taylor goes left, gets it away to Fogarty. Fogarty to Copley. Copley. Copley gets it out to Zillman. And the veteran winger goes over in the corner. That's a try. Way back it goes across from Little again. And then Lola here pops one out to Nofaluma, who goes over in the corner. And they'll salvage this half of footy. Great try, West Tigers. Now Pizza's a dummy half again. It's tackle ball. Hayne, Connie Hurrell. Hurrell goes in off a Hayne pass. And big Conrad, the steam train goes over. Pizza and Taylor. And Hayne will go in on his own. Boom! Jared Hayne goes over and scores. Jared Hayne, this is my house. Now Pizza dummy half gets it away to Ryan James. And then it goes out to Taylor. Run around Proctor to Hayne. Here goes the Hayne plane again. Hayne's going to score. Oh, beautiful stuff, Jared Hayne. And then McIlrick gets in there at dummy half. McIlrick has the ball. He gets a pass away to Sawaso Sue. And he gets over Sawaso Sue. Titans 26, Tigers 14.